T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for your favorite show. The Weekend Report is on the radio.
If Roe is gone, what could you do as president abortion rights?
Well, first of all, let me tell you this. Didn't come up here, but let's face this. Medicare for all guarantees every woman in this country the right to have an abortion if she wants it.
Thank you, Senator.
And welcome into hour number two of the Weekend Report, FM News Talk 97.1. Words there from Bernie Sanders. Of course, the Democratic debates dominated the news this week. There's other stories, and we're going to get to them here in just a second. But want to wrap up our talk about these debates. Something we didn't get to earlier when we were talking about these. Chris Harps, of course, my partner right here with us. Tony Colombo here. Brian McCann, our producer in studio as well. We talked about the moderators a little bit earlier when we were talking about the debates and talking about the way that NBC handled this thing. After the debate on Thursday, the second debate, they're all heading to the spin room, but it's that immediate time afterwards where many of them are still standing on stage and they're leaning down and shaking hands of their friends and family and campaign members that are in the audience. Joy Reid, as this is happening, says this. This is her first words as an analyst trying to analyze what just happened in this debate. So somebody talks, you know, as we see the candidates descend from the podium, what did you think of this? You know, and we're going to go and we're going to be talking with this person. And then Joy Reid says, the candidates surrounded by people in the room. Kamala Harris is in a throng of black people, which is good. Pete Buttigieg is in a throng that is not as diverse. Not a good sign. What? What does that mean?
Tony, that's
what kind of... What?
Whoa. I've never seen you beat up the equipment like that before. That really got to you, didn't
it? What kind of analysis is that?
I don't feel safe.
Candidates surrounded by people in the room. Kamala Harris is in a throng of black people, which is good. Pete Buttigieg is in a throng that's not as diverse. No. Not a good sign. What?
Racist.
Yeah. What?
Well, you know, and God forbid I'm
What does that have to do with anything and anything, anything?
God forbid I'm going to actually defend Joy.
I'd love to hear this.
What she said sounded absolutely ridiculous and hypocritical and all that. I get that. But I think the point that she was trying to make is that Pete Buttigieg is very popular among the progressives and has made some inroads. But one particular group that he is having trouble making inroads with is African Americans. And I think she was trying to make the contrast.
But his African-American voters weren't in the room.
I know, but I think she's trying to make...
It was probably his family. Yeah. It was probably her family.
I think she's just trying to make the contrast that here's Kamala Harris. She's an up-and-coming here in
the
presidential field.
There's eight other ones there, too, that are... She didn't comment on Marianne Williamson's throng.
But I just think traditionally...
Probably didn't have a throng.
But I just think because... Pete Buttigieg is gay.
So he needed to go, as soon as it was done, he needed to go shake some hands with black people?
According to her and Democrats, yes, because
it was probably her family.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
It was probably his family.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying, I think
Pete Buttigieg and a throng of gay people. Yeah. Kamala Harris, not as many gay people, not a good sign. What the hell is that?
I think she was trying to make the point that Pete Buttigieg is not having widespread support among African Americans.
That's true.
And it was just
That's true.
And it was just very awkward to bring in Kamala Harris having a bunch of black people around her when she is African American and it may be her family. It was just an awkward way of saying that Pete Buttigieg is not doing well with the African American
community. Which is a legitimate point.
Yeah, she just it was just very awkward the way she put it.
It wasn't awkward, it was stupid.
Can we just point out, for everyone who was listening, Tony was taking his phone and smashing it into the microphone.
That's what I'm saying.
And then threw it onto the desk.
Because I'm saying, I've never seen you beat up the equipment like that. Got you fired up there.
I might need a new phone.
Can we talk, go back a little bit and talk about one thing about Bernie? I do want to get to some of these other stories. Bernie is a great politician. If you watch him, he knows how to handle crowds. He knows how to answer questions. But one of the things that I noticed watching the debate Thursday is that Bernie never freaking answers a question directly. Never.
None of them do.
Never. Brian, go to cut five, and this is an example of it.
Politicians can't make it work in those states. How would you implement it on a national level? How does this work?
Listen, I find it hard to believe that every other major country on earth, including my neighbor 50 miles north of me, Canada, somehow has figured out a way to provide health care to every man, woman, and child. And in most cases, they're spending 50% per capita what we are spending.
Did you hear an answer in there somewhere how he's going to pay for everyone's Medicare for all? Did you hear an answer there?
No.
Okay. Then no. Thought it was just me.
No, right. That's like when that's like when Chuck Todd asked who is the United States' biggest geopolitical threat, and Inslee said Donald Trump. What a buffoon.
They're all buffoons.
There was a heartbreaking story this week and a heartbreaking picture that was shown all week long, which I question that. That's a different story. Of the migrant attempting to enter the United States illegally with his young daughter, and they drowned attempting to cross the river. That has been put by the Democrats solely at the feet of the president, that he is the one that killed these two people. It's a horrific story. It's a horrific picture. It is heartbreaking, but you can find heartbreaking stories and pictures in every city across this country. I could walk out here into downtown St. Louis and find a picture of someone on the street without a home, take the picture, publicize it, and it would be emotional. Yeah. It would be heartbreaking. There are heartbreaking stories happening everywhere. This one, however, has been politicized to the point where the story has now become Donald Trump is killing immigrants as they attempt to enter the country.
Yeah, and the big elephant in the room is that because the Democrats won't work with Republicans in Congress to change these archaic asylum laws that give people almost asylum if they can step foot on the country, that what they're doing is incentivizing more and more people to take dangerous actions, to take dangerous routes to try to get into this country. And what we saw the other day with that man and his young daughter drowning was just an example of what happens when you give incentives to migrant, very poor people in desperate situations to come to this country. This is not
lied to in many cases.
Exactly.
They are told by people, lawyers, immigration lawyers, you know, like, hey, just get to the border. This is what you tell the judge. You might have to be in a holding cell for a few weeks, but then you're just in the United States. They are telling these people to make the journey. I hold those people probably as responsible as anybody for motivating these people to make that. And I'm so sick of hearing it's such a hard and difficult trek to get to the southern border, and it's so dangerous and deadly. That's all true, but that's not being done with guns to their heads. Yeah. It's not the Trail of Tears. They're not being rounded up, taken out of their homes, and marched across the country forcibly. Yeah. They're doing this because they want to get into the United States. They're doing it. There's all different reasons. Some people are just trying to find a better life for their families. Some people are selling drugs. Yeah. Some people are human trafficking. There are different reasons that people are doing it, but none of it is by force.
Yep.
We're not forcing these people to come to our southern border, and then, as the story goes, we're not taking children and throwing them in cages. It's not at all the story that has been reported by the vast majority of the media.
Brian, we're going to go to cut 12, but how can a United States senator not make a statement like this and not expect to have hordes of people trying to enter this country illegally?
I will also immediately put in place a meaningful process for reviewing the cases for asylum. I will release children from cages. I will get rid of the private detention centers.
I mean, that's right there. I mean, if you're hearing that in Central America somewhere, wouldn't you pack up your family and try to head north if you have a United States senator saying, I'm going to get rid of detention centers?
We know that there are these different, lawyers and people down on the southern border that are coaching these immigrants and telling them and painting a picture of how easy it is to get into the country. And that is exactly like what you just played there from Kamala.
If I heard that and I was living in South America and I was in bad situation, that would be my incentive to come up here.
Another issue
there.
That was touched heavily on in the debates and also made headlines in the news this week is the situation with Trump and Iran. And according to the Democrats on the stage of the debates, this president is running us head first into a war with Iran. The Democrats and the Republicans in 2016 said that he was going to be the one that ran us head first into a war with North Korea. There's a debate to be had, a legitimate debate to be had on how much success he truly has had with talking to Kim Jong-un and North Korea. But the empirical fact is we are not at war with them, and it's certainly not a worse relationship than it was before he got in office, and it's hard to make the argument that it's not at least a little bit better, the relationship between the United States and North Korea and the tensions that were there before. So everybody said we were going to war with North Korea if Donald Trump was elected. That did not happen. Now they're all saying that we're going to go to war with Iran if he is reelected. What are your thoughts on
that? It's just always funny to me that, they're trying to paint the president as this warmonger. He's the one who wants to go to war with Iran, and Iran is just this innocent bystander. But we seem to forget since 1980, they took over our embassy and took some of our people as hostage. We forget about the Khobar Towers where they blew up the Marines, the Marine barracks. We forget about the London Disco where the Marines were blown up there. We see that they take down a $1 million drone. So the fact that Iran has been the aggressor these last 40 years, not us, and the Democrats trying to paint the president this warmonger is ridiculous, especially when he was about to bomb them and kill 150 people and realized that it wasn't proportionate to what happened to us, and that if he did take this action, it was just going to be a propaganda coup in Middle East to show here are Americans killing babies, children, and men over a drone. So the president took the right action.
And precedents don't matter. Previous action doesn't matter because, like I just said, if I'm the president, I'm saying, look, everybody said we were going to war with North Korea if I was elected. Say what you want about the success of the summits. You can't say that tensions aren't at least down a little bit. Why would anybody believe if the Democrats and even the Republicans said he was going to bring us into war with North Korea, and it obviously didn't happen, what makes you think that, if we were at war with North Korea or there had been some military action, I would get it. I would understand what they're saying.
Sure.
But it's just like they're making up stories and they're ignoring even the actions of the president over the last couple of years.
Because it just seems like over the last few years that the Democrats have a particular narrative that they want to try to get across to the country, and they will shape news events or shape their commentary or opinion to fit that, even if it has no relation to reality.
Right. I know we're at the end of a segment here. Did you want to do your thing now, or did you want to wait until we start a new segment?
Let's do a new segment.
Do a new segment?
To do my thing. All right.
Spontaneity. I love it.
All right. You're going to do it with Skip Weber then. Is that okay?
Yes, that's correct. No, that was in the plan.
Oh, it was the plan.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, even better.
I'm in the dark here.
All right. I am too.
Okay.
Brian just asked for a minute, so we're going to give him a minute. And our buddy Skip Weber is going to be here. Weird News Challenge is coming up, so don't go anywhere. Plenty more Weekend Report after this on FM News Talk 97.1.
It's time for your favorite show. The Weekend Report is on.
If you lose me, you lose everything.
Well, that music can mean only one thing.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Skip Weber
is
in the house. That is the
virtual Jamaica here.
That's right.
Virtual.
I was going to say that's the unofficial theme. I think that's the official.
Official theme.
That's the official Skip Weber song.
It is.
I think it's written down, ain't it?
Yeah,
official?
It is. It is. Absolutely. Of course, that is the music of Perry Woods, who is the soundtrack of the Weekend Report. Find Perry's music anywhere you download music. The Woods Experience. Always support local music. That is
absolutely
exactly right. So Skip Weber is in the room with us. Chris Arps is here. Of course, our producer Brian McKenna is here as well. At the end of that last segment, you heard me say, Brian, you want to do your thing? And he said, well, I want to wait for Skip. So Skip is here now. Brian McKenna, he asked
drum
Chris,
roll? Do we need a drum roll or something?
This has never happened before. This has never happened, right, in the history of the Weekend Report. We've never had a producer say,
I'm a little bit nervous.
I need a minute.
Yeah. You should be.
And I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I'm almost excited.
So,
I'm a little bit nervous.
Take it away, Brian McKenna.
So I just want to say that last week I was torn apart for my choice of drink. I had an aloe vera drink.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
yes. The aloe chunks.
I brought for you.
Oh!
Oh no.
We got aloe. I can see
chunks
them in
and all.
Look at them. Look at them. Look at them, Skip.
Oh, no. Look at that. It's floating
there's,
around.
There's floaties in there.
Skip, you look
like this looked like I scooped a bunch of creek water into a bottle.
You look as enthusiastic as I do about this.
So, hey, have an open mind.
Okay.
Crack it and just come
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. So, and this is a good chance because I've not done a good job of this week. To remind people that you can always go and download our podcast for free on our website, 971talk.com. Just click on podcast, or the best way to do it is download the radio.com app on your phone or tablet, favorite the radio station, then you can stream the station 24/7 and access all of the podcasts of all the shows here, including the Weekend Report. Go back and check out the first hour of this show, all the great interviews, James Knowles, Brian Eggers, all that stuff. And,
so here's the
deal. You can go back and listen to last week's show when we talked about this stuff so quickly.
Are you actually going to try?
You're taping us?
I'm
filming
this. All right, he's filming it.
Here's the deal. Let me disclose right now, okay? I'm notorious that I will absolutely try any food put in front of me.
You're mighty.
You could throw, goat liver in front of me. Or it doesn't matter what it is. But I'm also notorious that I'm very picky about what I drink. That's very hard for me. So this is going to be really, really hard. If you threw out something weird like octopus tongues or whatever, I would eat it in a heartbeat and try it.
Before you drink it, smell it first. What's it smell like?
No, I'm not.
You don't want to smell it? I smell everything I eat or drink.
If I'm going to drink it, I'm just going to drink it. Here
while we open these, and Skip's going to quickly remind people what this is.
It smells really good.
If they didn't listen to it last week.
So this is basically, it's a green drink, and it is aloe vera.
It's green creek water is what it is.
Oh, it does smell good.
It smells good, yeah.
But it's very sugary and has chunks of aloe in it.
Does it have caffeine?
It looks like swill.
I hope not. I've been caffeine free for many years.
There it goes. It goes nothing.
Oh, it's not tasty,
bad.
But it's got crap in it.
it's the chunks.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's the chunks.
I take back every mean thing I've said. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good.
Thank you.
It does have chunks.
Yeah it's good.
It's good.
Like,
get
the chunks.
You got to grind them between your teeth.
Even the label, it really just shows you that you're drinking a plant.
Yeah.
Like there are, it's basically like it. Telling you there are leaves in here that you are going to be drinking.
I gotta find out how good it is for you because I'm really trying to take better care of myself. And if it's good for you, I might go
but
to
it's
whatever
the stuff that's
weird
like
story
floating
you got
around. The stuff floating around is just kind of weird.
That is weird. The chunks are very weird.
I can't take it.
It has a ton of carbs, which I'm doing the whole Atkins thing, so I can't really. But I will also say, Brian, it's pretty good.
Brian,
thank
does
you.
It, does it, it tasted kind of thick. So does it need to be diluted?
Where do you get it?
It's concentrated.
Oh, okay.
Where do you get this stuff?
I get that at Aldi's.
He gets in the pharmacy.
Yeah, the pharmacy.
Where do you get your aloe vera?
In the pharmacy. Sunscreen on.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's like I put one of the plants right in the blender and just start.
It is. I'm going to put mine in the refrigerator and let it get real cold and then try it.
It actually is not bad. But it does have a ton of carbs.
And
which,
a ton of
chunks.
Which
isn't bad for.
It's not bad at all, but it's the chewiest drink I've ever had.
If you are a person that has. Texture issues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is not going to be for you.
No, not at all.
But it is very tasty.
Yeah.
Thank
very
you.
Tasty.
Vindicated.
Agree. Yeah.
Thank you. Very good.
All right. Nice job. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done,
yeah.
Young man.
My hand for that. Thank you. Thank you. That was great content.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm the producer. I got to be.
There
coming
you go.
Up with something.
You made us drink swill.
There we go.
Exactly.
Just you wait for next one.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right. That going to lead us into this week's Weird News Challenge. And
great
this
segue.
This is truly a throwback to the early days of the Weird News Challenge. This is a traditional game, which means it is current news stories that are a little bit goofy.
Uh-oh.
There are no multiple point questions. There are just 4 1-point questions and a tiebreaker.
McKenna's playing today?
This is old school. McKenna is playing today. He earned his way into the game with his aloe vera drink.
Yes, yes.
So this is very traditional.
One, two, three tiebreaker.
Weird news challenge.
One, two, three tiebreaker.
Well, I got a fourth. Four questions and a tiebreaker.
Four questions.
Right. No multiple point questions or anything like that. And
Katie Bailey rule.
Fitzpatrick rule.
Hey,
well, if we're gonna go old school,
You gotta be
Katie Bailey rule. Yeah.
Katie Bailey rule
is not in effect.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
Not in effect. And this is episode 43. So before we start, please test your buzzers. Chris Harps. Yes.
Ding 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 ding.
Ding dings.
Wah.
That'd be the last time you hear
that. Okay. Oh. It's the aloe vera.
Oh wow.
It was the aloe vera in his mouth.
That's right. You won last week, didn't you, Skip? You now have a 2-game lead over Chris Harps.
Mm-hmm. I'm gaining.
Wow.
I'm gaining.
Yeah. 2-game lead.
Double digits. Brian, you've never won, have you?
No, but I got one question right last week.
You did.
Yeah,
you
he
did.
Was in.
And it was a good question,
and
too.
You know what? This one, I mean, we haven't had a game go to the tiebreaker in...
A long time.
Months.
Yeah.
But that's because we have those multiple point questions, and it's, we might see the tiebreaker today. So here we go.
Okay.
For people that aren't... They buzz in. You buzz in, and you make your guess. If you get it wrong, you don't get any points taken away from you, and another person can buzz in and try to get it. Here we go. We can report Weird News Challenge, episode number 43, question number 1.
All right.
A famous toy store is back. Skip Weber.
Toys R Us.
That is correct. Man, he jumped in there.
Yeah, I knew that one almost.
I know, but you didn't know what the question was going to be. What if it was going to be like, what's the name of the giraffe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have used that as a follow-up.
Yeah.
It's Jeffrey, by the way. A famous toy store is back before we even had a chance to miss it. What national toy store announced this week it plans on opening new stores after just going out of business last year? The answer is Toys R Us. New owners who bought it when they went out of business last year say they are already ready to start opening stores again. They're shooting to open about 6 locations by the end of the year. So Toys
I guess
R
they
Us
didn't get them.
Back.
And I don't think any in St. Louis.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
And they said that the new stores, as they roll out this new Toys R Us, are not the giant. They said they're about a third of the size of the old stores. They're not the huge. No.
I guess they haven't got the memo that brick and mortar stores are like.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm telling you that if anything will work, if you do it right, kids' toys work.
I know.
The kids don't want to sit there and taking your child or grandchild to a Toys R Us is an experience like none other.
And I don't want to live in a world where there are no toy stores.
Yeah, agreed.
Agreed. My to Skip's point,
or bookstores for that matter.
To Skip's point,
to bookstores too.
That's great. You're exactly right. But to your point, my 8-year old Maggie, the best thing I can say to her.
Right.
Is we're going to go to Target.
Yeah.
Because Target has the biggest toy section of any store she's aware of.
Right.
And she knows that when she goes to Target, she's going to be able to talk Dad into getting her a toy. She
or at
wants
least
to go.
Even just walking down the aisle and seeing the toys.
She
it's
wants
fun
to
for
go
them.
And look at the toys and walk up and down the aisles. But, and it's cool to do that on Amazon. And I, of course, do a lot of online shopping too. But there's nothing like that.
But if you do the Barnes & Noble, like I said, bookstores, Barnes & Noble stay in business because they have a presence online, too.
So I was going to say, that was my point. I mean, how do you stay in business in the 21st century competing against Amazon?
You got to Amazon's another deal, but the specialty stuff. Right. I think when you close, a lot of people still want to try on clothes. I like bookstores just to browse. That's probably a minority. But kids going to the toy store can work.
Yep.
I think.
I agree.
I think.
I totally agree. And Toys R Us is back already. So no worries. Question number two. A well-known convenience store announced their new delivery service this week. Chris Arps.
7-Eleven.
That is correct.
Oh, I saw that. I did not hear that.
They're gonna. You can order a Slurpee down at the beach. It's like a $3 charge. And there's no minimum.
That's right. A well-known convenience store announced their new delivery service this week that will give you the ability to have products delivered to you in various public locations.
So they won't take it to your house.
I think they will.
Maybe, but...
But they're... I don't,
that makes sense,
it's
too.
Weird. Yeah. It's weird. They probably will take it to your house, too, but they're marketing this as like... If you're out, like Chris said, if you're out at the beach, we'll bring you a Slurpee or a hot dog. Or if you're taking a walk, we'll meet you wherever you're at.
Well, if I'm taking a walk, I can just walk by 7-Eleven.
Exactly.
What if I save the $3?
That's exactly.
7-Eleven is, and what famous store will now bring you a Slurpee while you're out for a walk? 7-Eleven, Chris Arps. All right, 1-1. Question number 3.
Brian, remember, you're in the you're playing.
I'm getting on this one.
Here we go. There's a website called Cameo.
Wow. I don't know.
Did you just...
like what?
I was hoping I would know what the answer was. Let me think. Hold on. Cameo.
You got 5
Someone's
seconds.
Someone's going to be on it.
5 seconds.
Donald Trump.
No chance.
When the host tells you you have no chance, you have no chance.
You better hope they don't get this.
I know.
Because if they do, one of them gets it, you're
out. I don't think they know it.
There's a website, new website called Cameo, where you can get a brief personalized video message from a celebrity for a price, of course. So, essentially, I can pay a celebrity to send Chris Arps a video wishing him happy birthday. The most expensive celebrity on this service is Caitlyn Jenner. Within $200, how much does it cost to have Caitlyn Jenner send you a personalized video message?
I will go with...
Within $200.
I'll go with $900.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to go with
$1,500. That is also incorrect.
Yes. Am I close?
$2,500. Wow.
What do you get for that? Just a 30-second?
So they will send you a you it's personalized, so you pay for it, and then that person will either call or send you a video like, hey, Brian, it's Caitlin, happy birthday, or hey, Brian, it's Caitlin, happy anniversary, thanks for, whatever, and it's them. $2,500.
So is there a list of who can be using that?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not just everybody, obviously. But
it's not everybody, but there's a lot of big name celebrities on there, which I actually think I'm probably going to do at some point.
I'm going to do it for people that don't know it's coming.
When Chris turns 60 next month, I'm going to have
60. Wait a minute. What?
I'm going to have Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood come
in
and say, "Go, make my day."
You know what I'm going to have? I'm going to have. I can't even think of her name now.
All right, final question.
Trump porn star. What was her name?
Stormy Daniels. Stormy.
I mean, Stormy Daniels calls somebody.
She probably is on there. All right. Question number 4. It's a follow-up to question number 3.
What was question number 3?
Just now.
Oh.
Caitlyn Jenner, $2,500. $2,500 to have her call you. The cheapest celebrity on Cameo is a soccer player named Lee Tuck within $2.
Ding, 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 ding. I will go with $10.
Ooh, incorrect.
I got the second one.
You got to buzz in, buddy.
Oh,
buzz
I already
in.
Did. Yeah, buzz did. In now.
Okay. Okay.
$5. That is correct.
Oh, it's what that was what I was juggling. Yes. Either $5 or $10.
The cheapest celebrity on this service is a soccer player named Lee Tuck. I have Lee no Tuck. Idea who that is. Within $2, how much does it cost to have Lee Tuck send you a personalized video message? $7.
Seven.
$2.
You know how
two.
Stupid I am? Remember I did 900?
Uh-huh.
I was going to do $9.
Ooh.
Go both sides of 10.
You should have done it.
First, I was going to do 5. Then I was going to do 9, and I went to 10. Oh.
This is McKenna. What it's all Ooh. About.
McKenna.
McKenna. We have a three-way tie going three-way into the tiebreaker.
Right. We've never had one of these.
Exciting. We haven't had a tiebreaker in months.
Ages. Never a three-way.
Okay, and because of the way that we devised how to do it, there's no buzzing in.
We all get a shot.
You're going to have to go first. Chris is going to go second. You're going to have the advantage of going last with your guess. Here we go, the tiebreaker. A recent survey asked people if they have ever gone through their significant other's cell phone without permission. Pick up your wife's cell phone, start snooping around, seeing what she's doing. What percentage of Americans say they have indeed gone through their spouse's or their significant other's cell phone without that person's permission or knowledge?
I will throw out 81%.
Wow. Okay.
Skip.
That's aggressive. I'm going to go with
21%.
I'm going to go with 25%.
And Chris is going to go with 25%. Brian?
I'll say 60%.
Brian's going to say 60%. Your winner? Chris Harps.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't
really?
Think we were that what? Much of snoopers.
I thought people
well,
do it
all
the
time. Well, here's the thing. You got to also remember that people probably lie when they...
Yeah, exactly.
The answer was only 20%.
Wow.
I didn't believe that.
Wow.
20% of people say they have gone... 1 in 5, essentially, say they have gone through their significant other's cell phone without their permission. If you limit the survey to just millennials... It jumps up to 33%.
So and that's still too low.
So young.
I go through my wife's.
I was
going to
say,
time,
you have something.
And
you
I'm not even looking for something. I look at to see what, because I don't have a Facebook page. She does. I go through there all the time, and I think she would let me if I asked her. She wouldn't care. She'd be in another room or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, what are they saying about the concert picture we just posted? I mean, I do it all the time,
sure.
So I'm thinking it's like clockwork to me. I never ask her.
I was going to say, do you have something you want to confess there?
I don't, because not only that, I don't even have my phone locked, so anybody could come with my phone. But,
so,
but
1 in 5.
Yeah, higher than 20%, that surprised me.
One in five, essentially, and then millennials, it jumps to 1 in 3. 73% of the people who have snooped say they don't regret it. 33% say they have found evidence of something that they have suspected, and 18% said they found out something they didn't. They were like, they discovered something that they were unaware of when they were snooping.
Like my girlfriend's really a man or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like a Jerry Springer episode.
Brian, man, you had your chance.
I know
you were there in the catbird seat in the tiebreaker. And couldn't get the job done. Chris Arps wins.
Yeah!
And he is
Congrats.
Now just one game behind Skip Weber for the all-time lead in the Weird News Challenge record books.
All right, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We got to take another break, but we got more Weekend Report coming next. Skip Weber's going to stick around. You need to do the same. We'll be back on FM News Talk 97.1. If you lose me. Welcome back to the Weekend Report, FM News Talk 97.1. Skip Weber sticking around for one more segment coming off a thrilling Weird News Challenge. Brian, you had your chance.
Man
that what? Was That was thrilling. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, three-way tie going into the tiebreaker. Brian McKenna with his got the last guess in the tiebreaker, a chance to get his first victory ever.
I just hope that I can
hold up short.
I hope I can come down off that
right
tension level to do the rock show tonight.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
I'm gonna get one of these. I promise you. Next week,
I believe you.
You watch out.
Wiggins never won.
Really? No.
His entire time of being producer here on the Weekend Report.
No.
So don't let that happen.
He wasn't here that long.
Don't let that happen.
He
was here long enough to win a game. Yeah. What do you want to do first? Rock show or Weber? What rock show or cars?
Well, let's do cars because cars is going to be quick because we only have one day left. Now, everybody says, hey, yeah, this is the last day of June. You were right. But any time a month ends on a weekend or a holiday, Chevrolet pulls that last month, the next month into it. And we follow suit. We don't have to if we don't want to, but we do. We keep everything going. So July 1st, 2 days from now, will be June 32nd or 31st or whatever it would be. It'll be June,
31st.
Still June for us.
Yep.
And so that'll be, you know, all the deals we've had. Now, record month for Equinoxes for the organization, record month for pre-owned. Both of those are on the line. I haven't seen the total numbers for the day.
Oh, you're knocking on the door.
I suspect that we might be one or both of those already.
So the way I interpret that is that there is some motivation over the next 48
hours.
We're
certainly not going to raise our prices even if we've already hit those.
Right.
So we're not going to raise our prices for the last day, believe
me. There's some motivation. Yeah. Well, even if you've hit it, you still want to set
That's
the
what I'm
record.
Saying. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's exactly right. So no matter what, we're going to push right through it. So that's cool. And the truth is that the pre-owned one was a surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, not shocking, because we've already broken the record once this year, ever since we got our pricing tool that lets us be easily and prove to us, ourselves and our customers, that we are the best price on every pre-owned vehicle. When we got that, then it's been easy to get more and more. But we've had some pretty good months in our history, you know, the 9/11 when, you know, all those things came out. So to have records in anything is pretty aggressive these days.
No, that's awesome. And, you know, I don't think we talk very much or enough about the pre-owned selection that you guys have out there. We talk a lot about the new cars, and obviously that's where probably the most exciting news is.
Right,
You know, with new stuff.
But yeah, that's where we identify as Weber Chevrolet, because we have Chevrolets only with new. But, you know, it's so different than just a few years ago. It used to be anything that was not a Chevy, we would sell to other dealers. Trade it in. Yeah, bring in your Nissan whatever and trade it in on a Equinox.
And then you would sell it to
We'd sell that to a Nissan dealer.
Yeah.
Now we keep everything.
Yeah.
We recondition everything. Mm-hmm. We were able to put warranties on everything. And so our selection is just ridiculous. We have everything from, you know, the smallest, you know, Toyotas and Hyundais all the way up to Mercedes and BMWs.
That's awesome. So, and what else I love about Weber Chevrolet is not only as far as used vehicles are concerned, you sell everything, you also work on everything.
Yes.
So if I have my Weber Chevrolet and I have my service guy that I love to work with, but my spouse doesn't have a Weber Chevrolet, they can still take their vehicle to the dealership.
Dave Glover brings his Jeep in all the time.
Yes.
Now, once out of every two or three times he brings in, he's going to have to go to a Jeep dealer for warranty work.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do anybody else's warranty. But certainly oil changes, tune-ups, new tires, brake work, all the, you know, oil pumps, water pumps, all those things, we can do all that stuff.
Right. And the commercial vehicle.
The commercial vehicle you know what? I got to double check that because we don't do much on Saturdays in that. I wasn't thinking that. That sets a new record almost every month.
Yeah.
Because we're still going. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we thought we would get an extra 20, 25 trucks. Well, every month this year so far has been at least 30.
Wow.
And because there's a big need for it. I mean, this is a place where you can not only come and buy a commercial vehicle, and there's a few places that specialize in that, but our service department at the commercial center only works on those. They only work on commercial vehicles.
And that is
you have
so
a landscaping
great.
Truck and you need to get it back tomorrow. We'll get it. You're not going to wait behind anybody. Look, waiting on an oil change or a water pump, or you know, that Traverse with a warranty worker, the Ford Focus that the window doesn't go down, whatever. You're right. Not behind any of those. You're right. Coming in dedicated diesel mechanics and pro commercial mechanics. It's a great place, and we've picked up a lot of contracts because of that, and that's why our sales are higher than we even
thought.
And
that's right by Weber Ford out in Grand City. Correct?
Right, yeah, right across from, we have Weber Grand City Chevrolet, Weber Grand City Ford, one side of the highway on Route 3, Commercial Truck Center on the other side.
Very good, yeah, great stuff. Great.
The other thing is, the other new thing that we don't talk about too much often is our oil change lube center car wash in Columbia.
Yes.
You talk about working on anything. Here's really virtually the only no-wait, no appointment necessary oil change place at a dealer in St. Louis.
I freaking love that so much. Yeah. I wish that you had one of those right by me up in Florissant. But if you are near the Columbia, Illinois store,
it's great.
You have
just drive
got
in,
to take you're advantage right through, of that
yeah,
thing.
You're right through. And we handle all models there, too.
Yeah, that's so cool. That is such a great idea. Oh, I wish that that was right by my house.
I wish it was, too, but we didn't have room anywhere. I mean, we were so landlocked at all the places. But Columbia, we got a lot of room, so boom, there we go.
That's beautiful. If you're near that, even if it's an extra 5-10 minute drive, the convenience of getting through there is just totally worth it. Tonight, this Saturday evening rock show.
Yep, we got another one. I'm so excited. We have a Facebook page now.
Yeah.
And I have backloaded all the playlists so you can see all the songs we've done. If you're thinking, what kind of rock does he play? You can see every song I've ever played on it, along with the themes on it. We do 8 to 10 shows a night because you got to pay the bills with the commercials. There's a rumor that in a couple weeks we might be moving a second hour because our ratings are up, and I'm just
heard
really, really
that
proud
rumor.
Of it. Very, very proud of it.
Extending the party from 1 hour to 2, maybe.
Yes. I actually talked to Mark Close, my mentor.
Oh, wow, nice.
The other day, and he gave me a great thumbs up on it, so I know I'm doing something right.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, tonight's show is another request.
Okay.
And I already have a request put together for next week. So that's the neat thing about it is that we do have Saturday Evening Rock Show at gmail.com. And now with the new Facebook page, we all have two ways that you can send us requests and give us feedback. So it'll be a lot of fun. And tonight's show was super challenging to me.
Yeah.
Because what he threw me was hard to get.
Nice.
I mean, there's some bands and songs I could have used, but they're not really
you wanted to stick to the
I wanted to stick with, and I actually used
stick
one of
the
them
category
that's still on the borderline
and stick to the format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing I do is I've yet to play a song twice. That may end someday. I've played
especially if you got 2 hours
and
every
I don't
week.
And I don't play the same artist twice in the same hour.
That's
so
awesome.
If you got somebody, for example, when we had, I don't know, songs about rain or something like that. Creedence Clearwater Revival's got 3 songs about rain. I would only play one of them.
Right. You're not
That's, it's just fun. And that makes stuff harder, though, when I'm trying to fill up an hour of music.
It really is, especially this time of year, right now, Saturday nights, the sun's out a little bit longer. You're kind of... If you're having a barbecue or a party, or if you're just, hanging around.
If you're working
the house,
in the yard all day and you're chilling now.
And you're just hanging out and you're having a.
Hit 97.1.
Yeah.
Well, here, you got
what
this show.
What a perfect
show.
Saturday evening. Yeah. Just
and
vibe.
And that's why I think a second hour will make even more difference. It'll be fun. Now, if you don't want to listen to what's on both sides of me, you probably should at least give it a shot anyway. But now you got 2 hours of music.
That's right. Saturday Evening Rock Show every Saturday night here on FM News Talk 97.1 at 9 o'clock, starring Skip Weber.
I don't know about starring. Hosted by.
But that is so cool. Every week has a theme, and now with the Facebook page along with the email address, submit your ideas, what theme you'd like Skip to do. And
if you like our Facebook page, here's the fun game. I've been told this by listeners. Everybody likes trying to guess the theme. I play two songs, and then I reveal the theme.
Right.
And so it's kind of fun to guess that. Most of the time, it's pretty easy. But I'm going to start putting on the Facebook page a third song that's coming.
Nice.
So you'll have three clues.
There you go.
So if you really want to play Guess the Theme, you'll know one song I'm going to be playing later in the show, then you'll hear the other two songs.
Super
so it's
cool.
going to be fun.
Well, make sure you're listening tonight and every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, Saturday Evening Rock Show with Skip Weber. Also check out everything happening at Weber Chevrolet at WeberChevrolet.com. That is going to do it for another edition of The Weekend Report. Download the podcast at Radio.com if you missed anything. And for my partner, Chris Arps, our producer, Brian McKenna, I am Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening to The Weekend Report. We'll see you back here next Saturday on FM News Talk 97.1. Would you let me wash your hair, your back, and your front
teeth? Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.